Hey, today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll make an attempt to finish Maseches Chulin. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we once again thank him very, very much for the sponsorship and the chizuk of our Limud HaTorah and his Limud HaTorah. We are holding on the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah whether a person gets malchus for shiluach hakein, for failure, for being notel emal abanim, where Rabbi Yehuda says you do get malchus, and the Chacham say you don't get malchus. So we left off yesterday with the discussion of why it is that Rabbi Yehuda holds you get malchus. Does he simply not hold of the rule of shenita klasei ein lokin alav, or does he hold that this is not a love shenita klasei because shaleach is meikara mashma, that shaleach is only mekuyam at the very beginning? Once you've already been notel aim, then there's no longer a mitzvah shiluach. So we're going to have three rayas as to whether Rabbi Yehuda holds in general love and nita klasei is lokan alav. Then we're going to discuss whether you could be yotzei the mitzvah shiluach if the wings are clipped from the bird. We're then going to get into a little bit of a discussion of a kinyan chatzer on the eggs and whether how that plays out if a bird lays eggs in your chatzer, whether those eggs are subject to gezel, whether they're subject to the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. And then on kuf mem beis amud aleph, today's daf, we're going to discuss the schar mitzvah for the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, and that's going to bring us a little bit into the sugya of shluche mitzvah ein nizok, and then we're going to have all of our daf yomi coincidences toward the end today. So let's get started in the bottom of kuf mem aleph amud aleph. So we had raised the shaila when Rabbi Yehuda says that you do get malchus for being lokeach notel eim al abanim. So why is that? Is it because he holds that even a lavanit klasei you get malchus on, or is it he holds shaleach meikaramashma and it's therefore not a lavanit klasei when the pasuk says to do the asay? It's only if you have not been notel the aim. So says Gemara Raya number one, Tashma, four lines on the bottom. Ganav v'gazlan yeshlan bechal malchus divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a ganav and gazlan gets malchus. I v'achad lav shenita klasei hu d'rachman amar lo sigzol and v'heish v'sigzela. That would seem to be a prototypical example of a lav shenita klasei, because the Torah says a lo sasei v'lo sigzol, but then an asei of had to fix it v'heish v'sigzela, and yet you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you get malchus. Shema mina tami d'Rabbi Yehuda mishum t'ksav v'lav shenita klasei lo kin lav. That seems to be a clear raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do get malchus for a lav shenita klasei. So I'm le Rabbi Zera lav amina l'ch Kol Masnis and Zlotanya, Bei Rabbi Chia, Ubei Rabbi Yoshiya, Mishabeshti. How many times do I have to tell you? Any brisa that does not come from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoshiya is assumed to be a mistaken brisa. It's assumed to be suspect. Velotosivu mina Bei Midrasha, and therefore you can never ask from any other brisa, from any brisa that doesn't come from under the hand of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoshiya. You can't ask from such brisas in the Beis Medrash. They're not authoritative. Dilma. Maybe what the Brisa really said was that Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't get Malkus, and it's for that exact reason that it's a Lav Shenit Klasei. If you look at the top Rashi, Rabbi Chiyav Rabbi Oshia, Sidrus Abraisos, Vidiktiku Bedivrei, Kol Chacham Lomar Kamosha Amar. They arranged the Brisas and they were very careful to make sure that everything was just exactly the way it was said. But there are other chachamim that will sometimes make hasharos and they'll make assumptions and they'll say, oh, Rabbi Yehuda says you get malchus on shiluach hakein, and we think shiluach hakein is a lav and nitu klasei. So then they'll just add in that Rabbi Yehuda holds that for other lav and nitu klaseis that you get malchus, even though that never came out of Rabbi Yehuda's mouth. Only Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia were careful to only attribute to the Tana exactly what the Tana said and no more than what the Tana said. But anyway, so we don't have a raya therefore. So says Gemara Tashma, let's bring another raya. The Tana Rabbi Shai of Rabbi Chia. This one is from Rabbi Oshi of Rabbi Chia. So this is an authoritative one. This is from the people who taught prices exactly. Lo Tashuv Vishav. The pasuk says that when you are kotzer ktsir chabesodecha and you forget an omer basade, lo toshuv lekachtov, you're not allowed to go back and take the shichcha. Rather, lager liyasom lalmana yel ma'ivrecha shemelkach chalmas yadecha. You have to leave it on the lager. But then the pasuk says that a b'kutzchem is ktsir atzchem los chala. I'm sorry. If a person is shav and therefore leaves it for the ani in the end, or los chale v'kala. Lo tashuv, the pasuk says don't do it v'shav, and this person does. He goes back and he takes the shichcha. Los chale, the pasuk says don't finish off harvesting the field. You have to leave a peya v'kila, and this person decided to take everything. So yeshem chal malchus abam, for that aveira he gets malchus. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Shema mina time Rabbi Yehuda mishum d'ksav lavshin d'klasei lo kana lav. Apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds that you even get malchus on a lavanita glase, because these are all lavanita glase. Because the pasuk goes on and says, "La'ani v'la'ger ta'zov osam." Now, what can you do? You can leave it for la'ani v'la'ger, and that's the yasei that is minat take the lav. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds you get malchus for lavanita glase. Says Gemara, "No, dil mahasam haynu tam dekasav ta'zov meikara mashma." Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds the same thing over there that we're trying to suggest he holds over here. That just like we're trying to say over here, shaleach is meikara mashma, that the mitzvah is only before you were ever no tell us aim. So too over there, the mitzvah saseh lani v'lager ta'azov osam is before you took in the peah, before you took in the shichcha. Once you've already taken in the peah, the shichcha, there is no asay anymore. So that raya doesn't work either. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, let's try raya number 3. Lo sosir mimenu ad boker, and then be'ish tisrof. The pasuk says you're not allowed to leave over nosar, but v'anosir mimenu ad boker, if you violate the isur of nosar, there's a nita klase, there's a mitzvah sase to burn it. So baha kos of litin ase achalos ase lomachal shein lokin love divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says explicitly that the reason that because there is an ase that comes to be menatik lolos ase, that's why you don't get malchus for no sir. You could have said otherwise by no sir. You could have said you don't get malchus for other reasons that it's lav shein b'maisa. But apparently the Gemara Malchus says you see from Rabbi Yehuda that lav shein b'maisa. Yes, you get malchus for, because the only reason you're not getting malchus for no sir is that it's a lav hanita klase. But as far as we're concerned, shema mina time the Rabbi Yehuda mishum d'ksaver shaleich meikar mashma shema mina, the Rabbi Yehuda does hold of the rule that you don't get malchus for lav hanita klase. Why then does Rabbi Yehuda say you get malchus for being no tala aim al abadim? It must be because it's not a lav hanita klase. Shaleich is meikar mashma, and therefore it's only before you've been no tala aim. Once you've already been no tala aim, then there is no mitzvahs shiluach. Good, period. Amle Rav Idi L'Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. And it's meduyik this way in our Mishnah that the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds you get malchus for shiluach is not on account of love and yitkal say lokal love, but rather on account of shalech meikar mashma. Dikatani, because the Mishnah says, Hanotel eimal abanim, Rabbi Yehuda omer loke ve'in mishaleach. You get malchus, and now it's senseless to be mishaleach. V'yisal kodak tam Rabbi Yehuda love and yitkal say lokal love. If Rabbi Yehuda were to really hold that it is a lavanita klase, and that you do still have a mitzvah of shiluach, but you're just going to get malchus anyway because you've already violated being not aleim al abanim, loke umishalech mi violate. Then what he should have said in the Mishnah is you're getting malchus because you're not aleim al abanim, but don't forget you still have a mitzvah sase to do, still be mishaleach. You should still do the shiluach. No, that's not what he says. He says it's too late. You can't do the shiluach anymore. Why can't you do the shiluach? Because it's the shaleach is meikar mashma. Says Gemara, that's not a raya necessarily. V'dil mahachi kam masnisin a niftara demalkinle. Maybe what he meant is when he says einim shaleach, he means that you're not niftar b'shiluach, meaning that doing the shiluach is not going to solve your old problems of having been notala aim. But not that you shouldn't do the shiluach. Of course you should do the shiluach. The mitzvah still applies. It's just that don't think that mitzvah is going to save you from the malchus for being notala. Ha'ilot Aleim Alabanim. That's all he really meant in our Mishnah. So you don't necessarily have a raya from our Mishnah one way or the other, although the third raya was a good raya anyway. We didn't need the raya from Mishnah. We know Rabbi Yehuda holds that Alavinitikla say you do not get Malkus for, and Shaleach is therefore Me'ikara Mashma. Says Mar Ad Kam Mishalcha. So how far do you have to send it away to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Shiluach? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kidei Shetetzi Mitachas Yado. Far enough that you can't just grab it, that you can't just catch it yourself. That's how far it has to go. How do you send it away? With what should you send it away? So Ravuna Amar Baragleha, Ravido Amar Ba'agpeha. So Ravuna says by its legs, and Ravuna says by its wings. Rashi has two deos as far as what in the world the Gemara is talking about over here. What does that mean? Bameh Mishalcha, with its legs, with its wings. So first Rashi understands Bameh Mishalcha Beregel Yochzena Baragle Yishalchena, to grab it by its legs and send it away. And Begapa is Ochza Beknaf, to grab it by its wings and send it away. But then Rashi says in the next Rashi, Mishalchi Regel, he says that there's another interpretation. Here's what it really means. Ravuna Amar Regel, Sheim Chalash Gapa, Sheim Talash Gapa, Vishilcha, Niftar Mimitzah Shiluach, Kivin Shalcha, Beis Psioso Gimel. Let's say it's no longer able to fly. The mother, for whatever reason, its wings were clipped. It cannot fly. So you could still be Mishalech if it hops along. It takes two or three steps. And then you've already been Mekayim Mitzvah Shiluach. Then you can take it if you want. Then no, you have to send it in a way where it's able to fly away, that the mother has to be able to fly away. So first interpretation of Rashi is B'mem Mishalech is what you have to be holding in order to send it away. Sounds like you have to actually be holding part of the bird. Second interpretation of Rashi, and the one we're going to stick with, is not which part you have to be holding, but what the bird needs to be able to do in order for it to have been a shiluach. That according to Rav Huna, the bird only has to have hopped away, whereas according to Yehuda, the bird has to have flown away. Rav Huna v'bragla duchsev mishalchei regel ashar v'achamar pasuk yuzel hashem shiluach, and it says b'feirush mishalchei regel. Now, granted, it's in the context of a shor and a chamar, but you see that the word shiluach means regel as well. Rav Yehuda amar ba'akpeha da'knafen inu. That's its wings. That's how it flies. That's how it moves. That's what a bird is supposed to do. So, therefore, shiluach is only when it flies away. Ha'udah gazinu legapa v'sholcha. There was someone who chopped off the wings of a mother bird and then then tried to do shiluach. And then it was very easy to catch the bird afterwards because it couldn't fly. So then he took the bird for himself. So Nagde Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda gave the person Malkus. And Amalei Zil Rabbi Lo Gadfei V'Shalcha. Wait till its wings grow back and then do Shiluach again. So come on. Ik Rabbi Yehuda Loka Ve'in Mishalech. Well, wait a second. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, he gets Malkus, but there's no sense in being Mishalech. Shalech is Me'ikara Mashma. There's no longer a mitzvah of Shiluach. And Ik Rabbanan. And if you hold like the Rabbanan, Mishalech Ve'in Loka. Well, it's a lav shenita klasei. So he should be Mishalech, and then he's not going to get Malkus for what he had done previously by being Notalei Malkus. Because it's a lav you need to class A. As soon as you do the essay, you're not going to get Malkus for the lav. Says Mar Liolam Kerabanan. Really, we're assuming like the Rabbanan. Aye, why are we giving him Malkus? Lav you need to class A. Malkus Mar just mid Rabbanan. The Malkus that he's getting is only a Malkus mid Rabbanan. Who does the kamei the Rava Amalei Tima Mahu? Someone asked Rava the following shayla. What about Shiluach Hakein on a bird called a Tima? Amar Lo Yada Haigavra Da Oftar Chayv L'Shluchei. So Rava couldn't believe it. He said this guy doesn't realize that a kosher bird is Chayv in Shiluach Hakein. Tima is apparently a kosher bird. How does he not know that a kosher bird is chayv in shluach hakein? Amalei dilma chada be'asa hu deramya. So he said, oh, maybe the reason he's asking a shayla is not because he wasn't sure about whether kosher birds need shluach hakein, but this tima is an unusual bird in that it only lays one egg, and that's what a shayla was. Do you do shluach hakein when there's only one egg? Amalei hayadilach masnisin hi hayadilach. So he said back to him, that's exactly right. It's exactly what I meant to ask. And then he said, "Masis in he that there is it's a beferish mishnah ein shom el afroch echad o beitza achas chayiv l'shalech." Our mishnah said that even if it only has one beitza, one afroch, you're still chayiv in shluach hakein. Shilcha, so the guy sent it away. Vahad la rava parsta kivatavsa. Then Rava set out a trap and he caught the bird for himself. Because now he knew, he was clued in that the guy was about to do Shiluach HaKein, because he passed in the Shaila that you got to do Shiluach HaKein. So Rava caught the mother as it was flying away, and he was able to have dinner that night. So Velechosh L'Chshada, says Gemara, that makes it look like he has an ulterior motive in his psak. So shouldn't Rava be Choshe that people are going to think that he's not behaving properly? So says Gemara, Kila Achar Yad. He did it in a way that was that no one would suspect. Rashi explains, Meirachok that he did in a way where he set up the trap far enough away where no one's going to realize that he had set up that trap, and that's why he did it. The Achronim explained that either that Rava wanted, that it was a delicacy, that Rava wanted to taste this very delicious bird, but other Achronim say, no, come on, Rava needs to taste the delicacy. No, he wanted to be nene from something that a mitzvah was done with, that it was a spiritual delicacy, that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein was done with this bird, and now he's going to be able to eat it. So that's what Rava was interested in. Tanu Rabbanu, Yoni Shovach V'Yoni Aliyah Chayavos B'Shulach. If you have doves that nest in your private property, you're chayiv in Shulach. V'Asurus Mishum Gezel Me Darkei Shalom, and it's also Mishum Gezel because of Darkei Shalom. So it says Rabbi Yisrael Adam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Chatzir Shalom Konel Shalom Midaito Kari Kan Ki Kari Prat LeMazuman. But wait a second, if it's in your private property, shouldn't we say that a person's chatzir is automatically kona for him? If we hold that there's such a thing called a kinyan chatzir, I guess that could be a daf yomi coincidence, because we utilize kinyan chatzir as one of the kinyanim that we're going to do well tonight, and then again tomorrow, tonight for the people in Israel, and then tomorrow for us to sell our chametz. But if there's such a thing called the kinyan chatzir, shouldn't there be no mitzvah shiluach hakein, because this is a privately owned kain, and whenever you have a privately owned nest, there's no mitzvah of shiluach? So amrav beitza im mitzias ruba hu de ichayev b'shiluach. When the egg is mostly out of the mother, that's where the chiyuv shiluach sets in. Mikna lokani at the tipa lechatzero. But the kinyan chatzer only happens when the egg actually lands in the chatzer. V'chikatani chayavos b'shiluach mikame de tipa lechatzero. And when we said that it's chayev and shiluach, when you have yonei shovach, whatever, that it's chayev and shiluach, that's before the eggs actually fall into your chatzer. But erechnami, once they're in your chatzer, there's no mitzvah shiluach, because your chatzer has been koner for you. Ihachi amayasurus mishum gezel. Yeah, but then why would we say that it's aser mishum gezel? Even me darkei shalom, it's still migufa eim. It shouldn't be asur mishum gezel, even mitam darkei shalom. Says Gemara, no. What's asur mishum gezel? I iman. The darkei shalom is even on the mother itself that it's mishum darkei shalom. V'iba yisem liolam abeitza. Or maybe now, maybe the darkei shalom is that you shouldn't steal the eggs. Ubeitza kiven de nafak le ruba daite ale. And the reason is that even though in a chinami, your kinyan chatzer doesn't happen until the eggs actually land in your chatzer. But as soon as rov has come out, you already have designs on being kona the egg. You already have plans for that egg, and therefore it's a violation of darkei shalom to take away what a person has planned on getting for himself. But once we learn what Rabbi Dom Rav says, that you're not allowed to be mezaka in beitzim that the mother is still rovitz on, shnei mashaleach haseim v'hadrabanim tikach lach, you could even say that it's already fallen into your chatzer. You still haven't been kona them. Why not? I thought my chatzer could be kona for me. Yeah, but kalecha di'iu matzi zachi, chatzeru na mizachia. Anytime you have the ability to be kona, then yes, your chatzer can be kona for you. But for kalecha di'iu lo matzi zachi, chatzeru na milo zachile. Anytime that you cannot be kona yourself, your chatzer also cannot be kona for you. So it's only, there's big discussion in Sachs Bamitsia, whether Daf Yod, I think it is, whether Chatzeros Mishum Yad or Chatzeros Mishum Shlucho is somebody that Kinyan Chatzer works me din Yad or works me din Shliach. Well, certainly we understand if it works me din Shliach, anything that you're unable to do, your Chatzer can't do for you, because anything that I'm unable to do, I'm not able to be Mimana Shliach to do for me. So if there is a technical Isser that I'm not allowed to be Zoche in these eggs, even though they landed in my Chatzer, so long as the mother is still Rovetzes on them, so then my chatzar cannot be kona those eggs for me when the mother is still ravetzes on them. So ihach yamay asurus mnei darkei shalom. So if that's the case, then why is it asur for someone else to come and steal those eggs mipnei darkei shalom? After all, I haven't been kona it at all. Idishilcha, if I've already sent away the mother gezem al yehu, then my chatzar has been kona. It's not just mipnei darkei shalom; it's real gezel. And idiloshilcha, and if I haven't sent away the mother, then shluchei boy, then it shouldn't be a problem at all, because it's, those eggs aren't mine. And And not only that, but Shulchan Bayit, the guy who's taking them has to be Mishaleich them. He can't take those eggs. So I understand you want to say that I plan on being kone them, and therefore it's going to be Gezel Nedar Kishalom. But how could a person even have a havamin of taking them? He has his own mitzvah of Shiluach. So the Gemara could have just answered, yeah, he has his own mitzvah of sending away the mother, and he's not allowed to take them. But he didn't. You know, people sometimes do averos. But the Gemara would rather make an ukimta that doesn't involve a person doing an avera. Bekatan. It's talking about a child, where the child has no mitzvah of being mishaleach the mother. So what happens? The eggs land in my chatzar. My chatzar is not able to be koneh them because the aim is still rovetzas on them. So my chatzar can't be koneh for me. So really, on a daraisa level, you should be allowed to steal those eggs from me because they're not really mine. Midrabanan mipnei darkei shalom, we say not to steal them. Oh, midrabanan darkei shalom, you can't take them because you have an issa daraisa. You have to send away the mother before you take them. No, it's a katan who doesn't have a responsibility to send away the mother. So for the katan, it's only midrabanan darkei shalom. He's not allowed to take those eggs. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. If the katan is not mechuyev on the daraisa level of sending away the mother, katan bar darkei shalomu, we're going to be mechayev the katan because of gezel mipnei darkei shalom, that he's taking these eggs. A katan has some sort of responsibility to see to it that there be darkei shalom. So says Gemara, no, hachi kamar. Katan has no responsibility. Aviv shal katan chayev lahachzir lo mipnei darkei shalom. When the kid comes home with those eggs and the father says, where did you get those eggs? And he says, oh, a funny story. I was walking by such and such a chatzar, a person's shavach, and I saw these eggs there, and the mother was there, and I just grabbed them, and he describes the whole scene. So the father has to say, give me the eggs and bring them back to the person that they were taken from, even though the person that they were taken from was not the rightful owner, because he was unable to do a kinyan chatzar on them. Still, you have to bring them back, mipnei darkei shalom. Levi bar Simon akni peiro shovcha l'Rabbi Yehuda. Levi bar Simon was makne the products of his shovach to Rabbi Yehuda. Asel kamei to Shmuel, so he came to Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda came to Shmuel for some sort of shaila. The Gemara is unclear at this point what exactly he was asking him, and the answer was Amalei zil trof akan dilis gavu v'kaninu. What you should do is just take a stick and hit the kan a little bit, so that the birds will fly up, and then you'll be kona them that way. It will be a kinyan when you do that. But it's unclear exactly what he was asking him. What was his issue? Lemai. What was he asking? Why did he need to do a hagbah? For what purpose? So ilam mikna, if it was about just being kona them, lekinin le besudar. Well, he could just do a kinyan sudar on them. Meaning a kinyan sudar is like the greatest kinyan. You don't have to be there. You don't have to just do a kinyan sudar, and it's going to work. So why does Rabbi Yehuda have to ask? How am I supposed to be kona? You never heard of kinyanim? You never heard of a kinyan sudar? No. Ibi yomtiv. If the shaila was it was about yomtiv, what does it mean? It's about yomtiv. Here's our first the only coincidence. Shehu erev yantif, it was mamish right before yantif. Ulamachriyu asurim shemuksa. So the next day, these birds are going to be asurim shemuksa if he doesn't designate them right now. Ubalishal Rashi says bameh hachanasam, and he asked him, how do I do the hachana of designating these birds so that I could use them on yantif? I want freshly shechted birds on yantif. They didn't have modern refrigeration, so it was considered like an ochel nefesh because it's not something that you could have done just as well before Yantif by shechting it before Yantif, wouldn't be so fresh. People like to have fresh things on Yantif. Strictly speaking, a person's allowed to bake challahs on Yantif. Well, not this Yantif. Bake matzahs, strictly speaking, on Yantif if you like it fresh, if you enjoy it fresh, and it's better that way. So you're allowed to do that on Yantif. So he wanted to know, I want these birds on Yantif. What do I do to make sure that they're not muktza when Yantif comes? So Ibi Yantif, ba'omid va'omer zevzanino tel sagi. You don't have to do a kinyan. You just have to point to them and say, yeah, that one, those are going to be the birds. I'm going to have for lunch, that one I'm going to have for dinner. You just have to point to the birds. That's all you need to do. So says Mara, Hanu peri chadati havu delevi bar Simon gufe lo avakanilu. Now the problem over here was, these were brand new birds that Levi bar Simon was never kona himself. V'achu kamalei zil v'tarif akan diliskavu v'nekninu Levi bar Simon. You need to send the mother away so that Levi bar Simon could be kona with a kinyan chatzer. So because we're assuming what we just said in the previous few lines of Gemara, that as long as the aim is rovetzis on them, even the owner of the chatzar is not covered them. So yeah, he sold you the products of his khan, but he can only sell you what he's got, and he hasn't been kona them as long as the aim is rovetzis. So here's what you do. Give it a clap. The mother will fly away a little bit. The second the mother flies away for a second, Levi Bar Simon's chatzar is kona for him. As soon as it's kona for him, now you become the rightful owner because he sold you the peros of that shovach. Then you could be kona it with a sudar, so to make the formal act of kinyan on that which now belongs to Levi Bar Simon. Okay, last Mishnah in the Masechta. Lo yital adam aim albanim afilu l'taras ha-metzora. A person is not allowed to take an aim albanim, even if it's for the best purposes. He wants to be metaher as a mitzora. He wants to use the bird for a taras a mitzora. And says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Uma'im mitzvah kala shiki isar amratar l'manit of lachvarach t'yamim. Think about this mitzvah of shiluach hakein. A mitzvah kala, such an easy mitzvah, it only costs an isar, a tiny amount of money, to do this mitzvah. Still, the Torah says, l'manit of lachvarach t'yamim. The schar for such a mitzvah is so enormous. Kal v'chom al mitzvah schamurish of the Torah. Can you imagine the schar for the serious, difficult mitzvahs in the Torah? The Chassam Sofer brings from this Mishnah, he brings a raya that you're not chayiv to mishal if you're not interested in being notel as habanim. Someone just sent me an email last night. Is it that I heard that I said that when someone asked if someone told me that he has a nest, and I said that, you know, you should do the mitzvah because it's there are only two that you get arichas yamim for, and this one is much, much easier than the other one, so you should do the mitzvah. So the person said, but some sort says, you don't, if you're not interested in the eggs, you don't have to do the mitzvah. Yeah, yeah, it's a big, big machlokas in the achronim, big discussion, chavis yair, whether you should or shouldn't. Minig is, we do it even if you're not interested in the banim, because probably because of that school of the Arichas Yamim. But the Chassam Sofer brings a raya from this Mishnah that if you're not interested in the banim, there's no mitzvah of shiluach. Why? Because the Mishnah refers to it as a mitzvah kala. Why is it a mitzvah kala? So Rashi says the same reason the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah refers to sukkah as a mitzvah kala, she'ein ba chesrom kis, that it doesn't cost very much. The assumption was that a sukkah didn't cost very much. They would just take some twigs and throw it up, so it wasn't anything. And they didn't think of the fiberglass and how many windows and the stained glass. Or right? They didn't come up with all the schach mats or whatever. But it used to be that a sukkah was very, very cheap, and it doesn't cost anything to do shiluach hakein. But if you can say that anytime you see a cane, you're mechayiv to be metapul in it and to be meshaleach ha-sa'im, it could be that it's going to cost you a lot of money. It could be that that day you have a major deal going down that's going to make you a lot of money, and now you have to deal with shiluach hakein because you have this mitzvah that that came up. So it has to be that you want to be mezocha in the beitzim, and the whole hefsid is only the fact that the Torah tells you that you lose out on the mother. That one bird you're going to have to send away. You're not going to be able to. You want to take all of them, but no, you're only allowed to take the offspring. You're not allowed to take the mother. That's the hefsid. That's the whole hefsid is only in Isser. So that's how Chassam Sofer suggests. In Shar Mitzvah Balach, he quotes from the Imre Emes, that the Imre Emes said what we said the other day, that why is it called the mitzvah kala? It's against the Mishnah says why. Yeshu ki isar, that it only costs an isar. But Imre Emes said different. He said, why is it called the mitzvah kala? Because any mitzvah that does not require any hachana, by definition, is going to be called the mitzvah kala. Hachana is what makes a mitzvah a serious mitzvah, a difficult mitzvah, a challenging mitzvah. It's something you just happen to do, which is the definition of ki yukare kansipa, that you just happen to run into a kan. That's the definition of a mitzvah kala. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanya, the Beit Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ein l'chokol mitzvah mitzvah shebetorah shematan schara betzida she'ein tchias ha-mesin tluyim ba. Any mitzvah in the Torah that the matan schar of the mitzvah is written near the mitzvah, there's always tchias ha-mesim associated with that mitzvah. B'kibur ha-ve'em k'siv, l'man yarichun yimechol, l'man yitavlach. By kibur ha-ve'em, there's the promise for arichus yamim and good life. B'shulach ha-kein k'siv, l'man yitavlach v'arach t'yamim. And b'shulach ha-kein, it says, yitavlach v'arach t'yamim. Harei sha'amar lo aviv alei l'bira v'havi li gozolos. So if your father tells you, go up there and bring me those birds, v'ala v'shileach ha-se'em v'lokach ha-se'em. Banim. And you go up and you send away the mother and you take the banim exactly as the Torah says. So you're doing both the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein and the mitzvah of Kibbut HaVeim. And then on the way down the person falls and dies. Heichen Arichus Yom Shalzeh, Heichen Tavasa Shalzeh. Aye, aren't you going to have a kasha on God? How could it be? Where's the Arichus Yom of this person? Where's the Tova of this person? Ella, so from that you see, from the fact that that's a possibility, you see the man yarichun yamecha b'olam shekulo aruch, l'man yitav lach l'olam shekulo tov. That the man yarichun yamecha doesn't mean in this world, it means yom shekulo aruch, l'man yitav lach doesn't mean in this world, it means yom shekulo tov. Because of that kasha that you would have if such an event would happen. So says Gemara, if such an event would happen, maybe such an event never could happen and never did happen. Meaning, how can you prove that the pshat and pasuk is about olam haba from an event that you made up in your own mind? So says Gemara, no, Rabbi Yaakov Maisel Chaza. He didn't make it up. He saw a Maisel where such a thing happened, where a person was going to do kibbut aveim shalach hakein at the same time, and that's taka what happened. The Marsha writes over here that you can't ask on the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov from the fact that there are haftachos in the Torah for people who do mitzvos of the pasuk. So there is schar in Olam HaZeh for mitzvahs. It's not only the schar that's spoken about in the Torah, Olam HaBa. There's no rain in Olam HaBa, right? Nesati Gishmeichem Bitam can't be about Olam HaBa. It's got to be about Olam HaZeh. So the Marsha says that's on a communal level. When the community does mitzvah, the schar is so great, the zechus is so great, that there is like leftover schar after the Olam HaBa schar to even have a residual effect in Olam HaZeh. And that's what, but on an individual level, an individual does a mitzvah, it's only schar in Olam HaBa, not schar in Olam HaZeh. So says Mar, but wait, you're bringing a raya from the fact that you saw this maisa where this guy was doing shiluach hakein and kibbut aveim, and he fell to his death. So says Gemara, v'dilma mahar ba'aveira hava. Maybe he was having hirhurei aveira at the time. Says Gemara, that wouldn't do it because machshav ra and Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf la maisa. Having machshav ra, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not punish like doing a maisa ra. In the Chiddush HaGadlus, the Maral's Chiddush HaGadlus, he explains that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes says habal taher misayim lo, that if a person comes to do something positive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him help, and therefore as soon as you have a machshava letova, Hashem is already providing help for that, so that machshava is substantive. But a machshava ra'a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzayir for the ma'isa, because HaBalatameh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzayir someone who's Balatameh. So therefore it's not the machshava is not going to be mitzayir for the ma'isa. Maral also raises the question of the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chavtes tells us that Hurhuri Aveira in a certain way are Kashameh Aveira Atzma. And over here where the Gemara says that we're not mitzayir Hirhuri Aveira Lemaisa. Sounds like even Hirhuri's Nus were not mitzayir Machshava Lemaisa, because the Gemara is going to say that Hirhuri Avod Zara is the only exception. So other than Hirhuri Avod Zara, we're not mitzayir Lemaisa. So how come the Gemara in Yuma says Hirhuri Aveira Kasha Me Aveira Atzma? So the Maral suggests Hirhuri's Nus, the actual machshava is not just hirhuri avera; it is the actual avera. Lo susur achrei enechem is the avera. Hirhuri znus is an avera, and that's what it means that therefore wouldn't be subject to a person thinks about maybe I should wear shatnez today. That's hirhuri avera, but that's not the avera itself. But hirhuri znus are the avera. Anyway, so says Gemara v'dilma mahar ba'avodah zarah hava. Maybe the guy was being mahar ba'avodah zarah d'chsiv man tzvos espes yisrael belibam, that even when it's just belayv, it's a person is already punished for here about avodah zarah. V'amar Rav Achbar Yaakov zu machshavas avodah zarah. That's a reference to machshavas avodah zarah. So says Gemara, no, hachi kamer im isa diika schar mitzvos b'hay alma. Now what he was saying is that if there was such a thing as schar mitzvos in this world, tahani levitagin elay dulo leisi l'day hirhur v'litzak. I understand there's a possibility that he was having hirhur avodah zarah, but if there was such a thing as schar mitzvos, then the schar mitzvos should have protected him from ever having those hirhur avera. So says Gemara, el schar mitzvos by al maleka. It must be that there is no schar mitzvah in this world for any mitzvahs that you do. The Rosh in the first parak of Masechet Rosh Hashanah discusses what the Gemara says over there, that the first Hashem in the Yud Gimel Midos, where Hashem Hashem kal rachim v'chanim, Yud Gimel Midos rachimim, is rachimim before a person does an avera. So the Rosh says, why does a person need rachimim before he does an avera? He didn't do anything wrong. What do you need rachimim for? So he says you need rachimim before he did an avera if you're mahar b'avodah zarah. That even though machshavas avodah zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzar for lemaisa, midas harachamim will make it that you aren't ne'enash on the machshava avodah zarah only after you actually do the avodah zarah, and then Hashem will be mitzarif the machshava lemaisa. So even though you should have been punished just from being maharir alone, the midas harachamim will make it that you only get punished if you actually do the avera, then you can get punished for the hero alone. So the Kabbar Nisan on the spot asks that our Gemara says that if you're Mahar B'Avodah Zarah, you do get punished on it. According to the Rosh, no, it's only if you do the Maisa, then you get punished on the Hirhur. Over here, the guy never did the Maisa. He was climbing down from the tree. So he was just having Machshav B'Avodah Zarah without a Maisa. So the Kabbar Nisan says that when the Rosh says you don't get punished for the Machshava, that's only if you could have completed the Maisa and you didn't. But over here, the guy died before he ever could have completed it. So he never even had the possibility of being Gomer the Maisa. So anyway, so ask the Gemara. So we said that Schar Mitzvah by Al Malek. There's no Schar for Mitzvah in this world. But what about the rule of Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizokim? Isn't that Schar Mitzvah? That you don't get, isn't that Schar Mitzvah? How could this happen to the person? Forget about Schar Mitzvah. But he's in the middle of doing a mitzvah. He shouldn't have died when he came down from the tree. Says the Rabbi Chazarasam Shaimi. Now it's different when you're on your way back from a mitzvah. When you're on your way back from a mitzvah, there's no guarantee of Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizokim. So the Rishonim already raised the question. What do you mean? He's on the way back from a mitzvah. There were two mitzvahs in the picture over here. Shulach HaKein, okay, granted. That one he already did. He's on his way back from that mitzvah. And Kibbutz. Father said, go get me that bird and go get me those chicks. So he sent away the mother to bring the chicks down to the father. So he was bringing them down to the father. He was still involved in the mitzvah. He wasn't returning from the mitzvah. So Tosfos said, no, he chucked him down. He threw him down from the top. So the mitzvah is already over. Dad already caught them and then he was on his way down. You have to say something, right? That he's, that it's only chazarasam, that he's not engaged in the mitzvah anymore. I thought Shluchim Mitzvah don't get damaged neither on the way there nor on the way back from the mitzvah. If you were to ask any yeshiva bachur, where is this Gemara, that Shluchim Mitzvah Nizakon lo bali chasan lo b'chazrasan, that we tell you, Psachim. In which sugya? Bedikas Chametz, right? So this is our Daf Yomi coincidence. That's the primary place where you have the sugya in Maseches Psachim Daf Ches. The Gemara quotes up there, Reb Elazar says, Shluchim Mitzvah Nizak, Lo Ba'al Chas, Lo Ba'al Chas. The Gemara says, how does Reb Elazar know that? And it says, he learns it from Aliyah Yisrael, Aliyah L'Regel, L'Yerushalayim. Pasuk says, Lo Yachmar Ish Esartzicha. And Isi Ben Yudah Darshins, Melamed Sheite Paraska Ro, Ba'afar, Ve'in Chaya Mazikasa. Normally, you need to be around to protect your animals. You can go be able to regulate your animals, it's going to be fine. Nothing's going to happen. You need to protect your chickens normally, that a chulda shouldn't go. Don't worry, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you can come back, and everything's going to be fine. So the Gemara Dashan is a Kalvachomer. Tarnagol and a Parashat Darkomli Nazek, since they don't have a mazel, and the Sarah Shemayim is Shomer Aleim, and nevertheless, nothing's going to happen to them. So Bnei Adam, Shein Darkomli Nazek, Alachas Kama Vakama, they're not going to be, you're not going to be damaged when you're Ola the Regel. So the Gemara says, I would only know Balicha, Bechazor Minayin. So the Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, after the Chag, you stay over another night in Yerushalayim, and the next day, Fanisa Babokar Valachta, Lo Alecha, so you're going to find your Ohalecha, B'Shalom, everything's going to be fine. So you see, even Bechazarasam, that there's not going to be any Nezek. So says Gemara, Sulam Ru'u Ahava. Now, in this case, in this Chazara, it was a very dangerous situation. It was a rickety ladder. Umakum Tekavua Zeka Shaini. And wherever Hezek is Matsui, it's a different situation. Then you have no guarantees. Tichsiv, and how do I know that? Because the Pasuk says, Ve'yomer Shmuel Eicheleich V'shamashol Vargeni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel, go anoint David as Melech while Shaul was still alive. So Shmuel said, how can I do that? Shaul's going to hear about this. He's going to kill me. What do you mean? Hashem just told you to do it. It's a mitzvah. Yeah, but if it's Shkia Chazeka, then maybe the mitzvah will not protect him. There's a fascinating tshuva in Oneg Yontif. The Oneg Yontif in Siman Memalef discusses, what if you do it when it's dangerous anyway? So is there schar mitzvah? Meaning if you have no guarantee that you can be protected, and it's pikuach nefesh, and therefore you're potter from a mitzvah. So you even get, and he discusses, first night, Seder night, right? A doctor tells a person, you are dangerously ill, you're too old, you cannot digest matzah, you may not eat a kezias of matzah, right? And the person says, I don't care, I'm eating a kezias of matzah. And they ate a kezias of matzah. An hour later, they happen to be feeling better. They had a miraculous recovery. The doctor says, now you can eat a kezias of matzah. Well, do you say, well, I already did. I already ate a kezias of matzah, says the Oneg Yontif. Not sure. Maybe you don't get schar mitzvah when you did it, when you shouldn't have been doing that mitzvah. So he says, it brings a riot from our Gemara. Sulam Ru'ua, it was dangerous. He had no business doing this mitzvah. And yet you still see the Gemara is assuming that he's still going to be zocha to the Arichus Yamim, whatever that Arichus Yamim is. Which the Gemara says, must mean Arichus Yamim in Olam Abba. So this Gemara, he's was a raya. Then he says, no, maybe it's not a raya, because climbing the ladder wasn't the mitzvah, there was a hechsher mitzvah. But maybe when the danger is the mitzvah itself, maybe that's worse. Amar Rav Yosef, v'molik darshe acher, lahay krak Rav Yaakov bar Barte, lo chate. If acher only would have darshan this pasuk, like Rav Acha, his grandson, then he wouldn't have sinned. My chazah, why, what caused acher to become acher? Ikadamar ki ay maisa chazah. Some say he saw such an event where someone was doing shulach hakein and kibarav and died. Ve'ikadamar lishna Rabbi Chutzpah Sam Torgaman chazah. Some say he saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpah Sam Torgaman. Dava mutelis ba'ashba, that was mutel ba'ashba. And Omar, he said, Peshe hipik margolios, the mouth that had such pearls of Torah come off it, Yilach Chafar is now gonna lick the dirt. V'hulo yada. But what he was unaware of was that the schar is leman yitav lach b'olam shekulo tov leman yarich and yamecha b'olam shekulo aruch. That the great schar that one gets for mitzvahs, including the Talmud Torah of Rabbi Chutzpah Satorgaman, and the schar that one gets for kibbut aveim and for shulach hakein, it's not in this world. It's only in the next world. Chassam Sofer deals with the issue of why it is that it was only Chutzpah Satorgaman that bothered him. What about the other of the Asara Haruge Malchus? Okay, maybe for a different time. Tomorrow we will begin Maseches Bechoras. Oh, yeah.